With me today for New Talent Tuesday, I have stolen one of Scott Ross's regular guests for the show to talk about history today. Hi, Margaret, how are you?
Hi, Georgia. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much for, as I say, sneaking onto my show today. Obviously, you are frequently on Scott Ross's show to talk about various books and fascinating local history stories. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you today about. We're talking about history in terms of hobbies and talents for people's spare time. And I know you do a lot of research. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and what you've been doing history-based lately and locally?
Oh, how far do you want me to go back? How many hours have you got?
Oh, well, the show is 3 hours, but you know.
Well, I'm not that I'm going to monopolise it or anything like that. I suppose I've been interested in history since before I can remember. You know, it was something as a child I was always interested in. I read a lot of children's books about history, and inevitable really that when I grew up I would go into something connected with history. And in my present life I'm teaching history in adult education.
That's great. And what sort of history is it that you are interested in particularly?
So I've always been fascinated with not only the big elements of history, such as political history, are very much like social and cultural history. So as well as political and economics and the big stuff and the big battles that went on over the centuries, I'm very much interested in how ordinary people lived.
I think that's really interesting, and it's been quite a move in history, I'd say. I've just finished a history degree, and something we studied a lot is, you know, history of the smaller people that were never talked about. History was so often taught previously where you look at the leaders and the key people, and now we're looking at individual people and their lives. People often seem to find that interesting because you can really do sort of local history and lots of people really getting into family trees and learning about their family history going way back now. Have you done any of that sort of thing? I know you go on to Scott's show to talk about local stories that you've discovered.
Yeah, I have done some family history. People further down the social rung tended not to be recorded. We all know about great people, members of the royal family, etc. But often it was people who led very ordinary, very mundane lives who weren't recorded and can be more difficult to find out about. But yeah, I have done some family history. The difficulty I find with family history, unless you're one of these very lucky people who comes from a family where everything was documented, lots of photographs with names written on the back, so they're not just anonymous people. It is so time consuming, Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely relatable. It also, if you try to venture into the archives, it can be like that as well, because you are basically putting together hundreds of years worth of stories from death certificates and birth certificates and tiny little maybe press articles or something, but very little documentation as well. If anyone is attempting to do a project like that, whether that is family history or just local history, do you have any tips for them? Where would you recommend they start? How can you sort of speed that up?
I firmly believe that everyone is a historian. We've all got our own family stories. We've all got our own family history. So don't neglect the sources on your very own doorstep. Family, this is the time when you need to sit down with older relations and say, I'd love to know about this and this, whatever your particular interests might be, and ask them if they would mind you either writing it down or recording so that you've got something there to go back to. So I would say, don't forget to check what's on your doorstep. I would also say, if you're going to look into family history, one of the things I always used to say to people was, be prepared for surprises. And sometimes the surprises are not always pleasant ones.
Absolutely. I think when you study history, it can be quite easy to remove yourself from it. But then when it's suddenly your family and you're connected to it, it can be particularly hard. So that I think that's really, really great advice. Now, if someone maybe wanted some support in doing whatever project they're doing, or maybe wanted to get started and has never done history research before, where can people go to sort of share their love of history with other people locally?
You know what? One of the, if not the best place to start off, I believe, is in Chelmsford. Essex Record Office. Sadly, as we know, at the moment, life is on hold. But hopefully, fingers crossed, that will change in the future. But if you can get yourself to Essex Record Office at Wolf Road in Chelmsford, just outside the town centre, that is a marvellous place to go. They have an enormous amount of source material there. They also have staff who are extremely knowledgeable. And if you need help, they will point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. They've been really helpful when I go. And you mentioned they can't necessarily get there right now. Hopefully very soon those sorts of things will be opening up again. They do have some of their sources online, not all of them, but some of the sort of more major things are all accessible on the website as well. So that's useful. Are there any societies as well you'd recommend people looked into?
Yes, I would. Another thing, as well as making friends with Essex Record Office, I would always say, if you're interested in history, whether you're just generally interested or perhaps you've got a specific project at the back of your mind, I would say you can't do better than to look around to see if you've got a local history society. If you go, the chances are you will find people who themselves have been researching, if not exactly the same as you are thinking of researching, it will be something quite close. And they'll be able to give you tips, tricks, things to avoid, and you can use their wisdom to benefit your researchers. Rather than just going down there, I would use the contact number to get in touch with the society first, because many societies have an evening once every so often where prospective new members can come in, chat to everyone, ask as many questions as they want to, and they will tell you the sort of things they get involved in. And you can then go away and make your own mind up whether you join or not.
Absolutely. That sounds like great advice. And one final thing before you go that we'd also love to know from you is, obviously, this is a segment we called New Talent Tuesday for the reason of encouraging people to take up new hobbies and getting involved in new things. What would you say to people listening right now that are thinking this sounds really interesting, but I've never done it before? Why would you specifically say researching like local history and studying history is so great?
I would say it's wonderful for you because it gives you a great sense of achievement, but an enormous interest, and it widens your knowledge bank. And I think one of the things that lockdown has taught us is the wisdom of keeping active, because otherwise, you know, life becomes miserable, dim, dark and depressing. So that's number one. Number two, of course, it's a great way to make friends with like-minded people. And why not use your knowledge that you acquire to write articles and send them off to magazines and journals? You never know, you could be the next best thing in the literary world.
Exactly, you never know. And also, of course, it's massively useful to the community. If you would like to hear any of the weird and wonderful stories that Margaret has discovered in her research, of course, every week on Scott Ross's show, she turns up for a little local story tidbit, which you should definitely check out. I believe he puts them up on the Phoenix FM blog as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, Margaret, and talking to us all about history for New Talent Tuesday. It's been so wonderful to have you on.
Thank you, Georgia. I've loved every minute of it. And I wish everyone the best of luck with your researches.
Margaret there talking about history for New Talent Tuesday. I've also got a student perspective to bring you. I sat down with Brentwood School student Benji a while ago to ask him why he thinks history outside of the classroom is so important. And I'm going to go to that clip right now. So, Benji, your school does something called BACS Weeks, correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So, BACS stands for Bean Academic Centre, and it's one of the newer buildings in our school, which is named after the Bean family, which were really prominent in the school's history. And each BACS Week, it focuses on a different subject, and there are a plethora of activities and tasks, and sometimes there's a speaker. It's great because it really enriches your understanding of the topic. It's not compulsory, so students can pick and choose and get involved with the ones that they are more interested in.
Well, that sounds great. And how have your school been doing these BACS Weeks during lockdown?
Obviously, the teachers have had to adapt them to accommodate social distancing, but I think they're still achieve what they're meant to achieve, which is to really enhance our understanding of the topic. They've used Google Forms quite a lot for quizzes, but like lots of different inventive ways. For example, a few weeks ago it was History Back Week, and one of the tasks was to walk around your town and take a picture of something of historical significance. I mean, it was great because it got you away from the computer for a few hours, and I think that's really important.
Interesting. And obviously, History BACS Week, particularly important to talk about today because we are doing history for New Talent Tuesday. I understand that was of particular interest to you. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I was really surprised, actually, because going around my town, I didn't just take a picture of one. I took pictures of lots of things. I found out that William Durham, he discovered the speed of sound in Upminster, in the local parish church. The clubhouse, which used to be a town hall, was originally owned by Harold Godwinson, and he loaned it to the barons, and then later on it was frequented by Henry VIII for hunting. Also, there was a suffragettes rally. There was two suffragettes rallies also, and Emmeline Pankhurst's daughter spoke there, so...
Wow, that's amazing. I've lived in Essex all my life and I never knew that. That is the amazing thing about researching history and particularly local history. Thank you so much, Benji, for coming on New Talent Tuesday today and talking about your love of history and everything you've been learning lately about the local area.
Pleasure.
And of course, if you're listening to this and you have a particular local research topic that you're studying at the moment, we would love to hear about it. You can contact Phoenix FM or George's On Air on in any social media you like. And if you have a different talent or hobby that you would like to come on the show and chat about during New Talent Tuesday, get in touch in the same way. We would love to hear from you and you could be one of the next people talking on New Talent Tuesday. Going to go to some music now. This is Passenger, Sword from the Stone.
How you doing, darling? How you getting on? Any horses running worth betting on? How's the weather down there? I hope you're keeping warm. How you feeling, sweetheart? Are you moving on? Are you sleeping okay? Or do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. 'Cause I'm fine, then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. Time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are you, Mom and Dad? How's your brother too? My folks are holding up. My sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi. I know they miss you too. spinning round in the corner store, across to the salon. The time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. 'Cause I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. I'm spinning round and I'm constant. I can't choose alone. Time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. See, I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone.